Blog Talk Radio. Just another manic Monday here on the Spondificus Airwaves with Blog Talk Radio and MSFP Records. MSFPWorldMusic.com, baby! We are here. Money Girl is here to bring you up to date. Well, if we were listening to the State of the Union address, it could best be described with a song, "Everything is awesome, everything is cool, we're on Biden's team." Okay? Everything is awesome. It's not. If you listen to the talking heads, they will tell you that inflation is down, wages are up. All you have to do is walk into the supermarket with the most expensive thing you will ever drive, which is called, that's right, y'all, shopping cart. Everything costs so much more. $44 for Thanksgiving dinner, now $72. Okay, a 12-pack of Coke that was $5 5 months ago is now $10. It has doubled. Tell me that inflation is low. And one of the main drivers of the Consumer Price Index, which is sort of the indicator for how people perceive the economy, what things are driving the economy as far as prices and wages and price over wages. By the way, wages are down overall, but we have lower unemployment, according to some people. The problem is that depends on what sector you're looking at. There are some employment sectors where demand is strong. They need workers. That's usually in allied health care. However, engineering, aerospace, at least in Southern California, because Southern California is such a dumpster fire. I'm being generous. Southern California used to be gold. It used to be the place to come because people wanted to come and live here because it was great. You could go to the beach. Anyway, this is what's going on in finance. And by the way, if you wondered why your credit card has become so expensive, it is because almost the same amount of people are using their credit card to finance daily activities as are taking medication, and that's about half. It should be noted that the other half is getting government assistance. Yeah. In the form of SNAP, which is Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. For an individual, that's $291 a month with zero income. And it goes up from there. This folds in a $90 increase. No, $60 increase year over year from the previous year. Which these things are indexed for inflation. It is part of the farm bill. And by the way, if you see this old tired meme about this freezer and refrigerator full of food with steak, if you look closely, it's all ramen. Because the reality of it is, on SNAP, that's about what you can afford. As a matter of fact, ramen now is becoming too expensive for people. Even Dollar Tree, right? $1.25, $1.75 if you're getting your fizzy bubbles, like Money Girl. Okay, so the price of everything is going up. But the bottom line, which there are some people that actually believe this, that everything is awesome because Washington, D.C. says that it's great. All right. So clearly, when Money Girl was rolling for mental health today, as far as March Madness, I think it fell more on the madness part. however... just because everything else is spinning out of control, your bank account and your pocketbook does not. Remember, we're talking about ways to be in control, whether it's in control of our feelings, whether it's in control of our wallet, and the two of them are linked, by the way. Certain people want you to use, plunk down your credit card. Don't pay any money now. We'll take your plastic and you can pay it off in installments. Or go ahead and buy that $600 lawnmower. If you want to pay it off in less than a year, we will charge you no interest. What they don't tell you is the interest is accruing because they know you're not going to. So all of a sudden, not only do you owe $600 for the mower, But now you also owe an additional $120. And there are people out there who will be taking advantage of people who are desperate to get money. Money Girl just saw an example of this on the other day. This particular person felt absolutely compelled that they needed to get a personal loan. And they were about to sign for it. They wanted 699% interest. That means on $450, this person would have paid almost $2,900. Yeah. So out of that $450, you know, how much more in that is interest? Well, it's over six times their principal. Yeah. So please, please, please do what you can. You can get two out of your three credit reports on Credit Karma. And it is a .com, but it is a free service. You are able to see what is on your TransUnion and your Experian, which are two of the main for free, and you can log in as many times as you want. So that is one way to do that. You can see if you have negative derogative remarks. You can see if you have open credit. You can see what you have. Now, you remember a couple of months ago, Money Girl was really big on cash being king. Guess what? It still needs to be. I'll tell you why. Because the powers that be want to get rid of cash, because only criminals carry cash. Actually, criminals don't carry cash anymore. Criminals have figured out how to launder money electronically. So that no one has to carry, so the criminals aren't carrying cash. You know who's carrying cash? People who are on budgets, and this is absolutely nothing wrong with that. You are being thrifty. You are putting things and in a limited form, and you are doing what a lot of people and a lot of companies can't do, which is live within a specific amount. Yes, there are compromises. Does it mean I get Mama Celeste pizza for $1.25 instead of a whole pizza from 7-Eleven for $8? Yes. Are they comparable? No. Actually, 7-Eleven's pizza is better. Yeah. That is the world of finance we are living in. Jobs are flat and down. There is a huge push to get people to pay for their everyday expenses. And this is not new. This has been going on since 2005. No, before that, 2003. The big push is to put your everyday expenses on your credit card, because that way you don't think about it. You don't realize how bad life is until you open the bill the next month and you are paying off that quart of milk for the next 20 years. Uh-huh. But as Money Girl said last week, that is unsecured debt. That is debt that you simply, on the basis of a promise to pay someone back, Now, there, I'm not saying there is anything wrong with having a credit card. Okay. It is necessary to build a good credit history to be able to do things like finance a car, finance a house, finance your education. By the way, those are the three things that you should be in debt for. First and foremost, if you have a house, okay? The whole Great Reset people, you will own nothing and love it, which means living in a, which means renting a house, which means you have no equity, nothing you can fall back on to use as a something to secure a line of credit to get you something else. Okay. It is a, it is an asset. So it is something that, it is something that is a, you know, represents something that can possibly be liquidated to pay other debts. Okay. It is a very long-term, not very liquid. And by liquid, I mean you can go down and turn it into cash or an equivalent readily. It's not liquid. Not at all. It is contingent on the market. It is contingent on offers, and it is contingent on the credit worthiness of the people making the offer. Okay. Is this new? No. But, and even the ability to draw the difference between your purchase price and how much the property has appreciated, called your equity, your ability to access that has become very limited. Okay. There are no more HELOC. I'm not going to say there are no more. I'm saying it is becoming very difficult to secure a home equity line of credit because being able to access that and to draw that money out comes at a price with a penalty, which means that you will be paying two loans. Like money girl could ever afford to buy a house. This is what comes of being a professional student. Okay, so you're working on a budget. You're now paying effectively two house payments. You're paying your home equity line of credit. But I'm paying myself back, well, sort of, not really. You're really paying the bank back for the privilege of using the difference between the stated value you paid and the speculative value, what someone thinks that you can get for it. Okay? Now, what happens if the housing market crashes because there's way too many people walking away from their homes? Let's see, when did we have that happen? Oh, that's right, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010. When all of a sudden people realized owed more than their property was worth. That's called being upside down. And people walked away, and all of a sudden the banks have all of this inventory. By inventory, I mean houses that no one is paying for, no one is living in, and all of a sudden the bank's going, well, this isn't making me the money I thought it was going to. Okay. So how does this affect you, my friends, who are like me, the broke, the financially challenged, and those that are working on getting better? Well, it affects us because the same banks that we go and cash our paycheck, have our checking account, and fee us to death are the same banks that are holding all of this inventory. And because they need to get interest somewhere, interest which is the price people pay for borrowing against their personal line of credit, their personal worthiness, their promise to pay, or remember, that is the whole basis for your credit card. That whole wishful thinking. Well, the bank needs that wishful thinking for people to keep paying money, to use that money. All right, so that's what's going on in the world of finance. Is it good for people? No. Will it make you crazy? Yes. Will it make you depressed? Yes, if you let it. There's a way to do this, though. You put your money in an envelope. You go through and pay yourself first. You put 10% in your savings every month to pay yourself first. Then you put you divide the rest up into your bills. And you work to live within what you are making. If you can't live on 90% of what you make, well, after the government gets done with it, you're really realistically working on about 40% of what you make. But that's what it is. Meantime, I want to give a shout out to MSFPWorldMusic.com, baby! And the Splendificus Foundation for sponsoring this program and allowing Money Girl to be manic on Mondays and come to you with better ways to be fiscally and emotionally and mentally healthy. Money Girl, out.